This is lesson number 24. This is the 24th lesson.
Hello, everybody. Can you remember these?
A cup of tea, a cup of coffee, a glass of milk, a box of matches, a packet of cigarettes.
That's right. A packet of cigarettes.
A packet of cigarettes.
A box of matches.
A box of matches.
A glass of milk.
A glass of milk.
Right. But now, please listen again.
Here's a teapot without a lid. Where's the lid of the teapot?
The lid of the teapot? This is the lid of the teapot. This lid belongs to the teapot.
Good, thank you. Here's the lid of the saucepan. This lid belongs to that saucepan.
This saucepan without a lid? Good. I'll put the lid on the saucepan.
What are you doing now?
I'm looking at the leg of the chair. I must mend this. We can't use a chair with only three legs. What are you doing?
I'm cleaning the top of the table. We can't use a table with a dirty top.
Of. A cup of tea. A glass of milk. A packet of cigarettes. Of the. The lid of the teapot. The leg of the chair. The top of the table. And now, listen again for a moment. I want a new pair of socks.
And I want a new pair of stockings. Nylons.
This is an old pair of shoes.
Richard must take a pair of trousers to the dry cleaners.
Maria will buy a pair of gloves for her mother. Now, will you please listen very carefully? This pair of shoes is old. One pair. These shoes are old. Two shoes.
That pair of socks is Richard's. Those socks are Richard's.
This pair of shoes belongs to me. It belongs to me. These shoes belong to me. They belong to me.
That pair of socks belongs to Richard. It belongs to him. Those socks belong to Richard. They belong to him.
Hello, Richard. Are you working in the garden before breakfast?
Yes. Isn't it terrible?
It is. It certainly is.
Well, I won't have time after breakfast, before school, and I won't have time after school. So
here you are, before breakfast. What are you doing?
I'm trying to cut these bushes.
But aren't those shears too big?
These shears? Yes, they are. They're too big and they're too old. That's the trouble. I want a new pair of shears. This pair of shears wants oil, too.
Well, I have a can of oil in the garage. I'll bring it.
Oh, no. Really, Philip? These shears are...
Those shears want oil. And here's the oil. I'll put the oil on your pair of shears. And you can use this pair. This is a new pair of shears. It belongs to Helen.
Oh, but these are beautiful shears. I can't use these, Philip.
Of course you can. Try them.
Oh, yes. I'll try them. My word. This is a fine little pair of shears.
Hey, be careful. You mustn't cut the top of that small tree.
Oh, no, I mustn't. That tree belongs to Carol. But it's in front of these roses. That's not so good.
No. But that tree's very small now. You can put it there, behind the roses.
Yes, I'll do that tomorrow, after school. I'll be too late tonight.
Why, Richard?
Because I must go to the school sports club tonight. I'll be home after 7 o'clock, but before 8 o'clock...
But that's too late. Well, tomorrow, then. Call me, Richard, and I'll help you.
Will you? Thanks very much.
Yes, of course I will. I'll bring a large garden fork, too.
Oh, good. I must mend the handle of our garden fork. Look at it.
Yes.
It isn't really my fork. It belongs to Carol's father. And that old pair of shears belongs to him. They're his shears. I must buy a pair of shears and a good garden fork. And one day, I must buy a new lawnmower. That old lawnmower cuts the grass.
But it's very hard work.
It is. Your lawnmower is wonderful, but it's new.
No, it isn't new, but I look after it. It's my baby.
It's a beauty. Well, this is a fine little pair of shears. Thank you very much, Philip.
That's all right. Here are your shears.
Yes, they're fine now. I'll cut those small bushes tomorrow, before breakfast.
And I'll help you tomorrow evening, after work. We'll put that small tree behind the roses. I'll help you before dinner tomorrow.
Richard! Hurry! Breakfast is ready now.
Breakfast for you. Lucky man. I'm hungry.
You'll have breakfast at 8 o'clock. Just 2 minutes. Helen's never late. We know.
Why?
Because she calls you every morning. Breakfast, Philip. I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for the shears.